The Unit 4 referendum did well in two parts of the district: Savoy, where village officials had lobbied for a new grade school, and the campus and campus town areas of Champaign, where spring break limited voter turnout to a few dozen. Everywhere else, the majority said no to Unit 4, in many precincts by margins of 2-1 or greater. Former school board member Phil Van Ness, who co-chaired a committee promoting the referendum, says the school district lost the community's trust due to past problems ranging from financial mistakes to the civil rights complaint that led to the district's consent decree.
It's a hard slog to persuade a voter who has seen 10 years of uninterrupted bad news, to persuade that voter that all of a sudden things are on the up and up and that these people have earned their trust.
Van Ness says it will take time for Unit 4 to convince voters they're ready to handle the major projects the bond issue would have paid for. But there's one project that can't wait: the new grade school to be built north of University Avenue to fulfill terms of the consent decree. The Unit 4 school board voted last week to locate the school on the northwest side of Champaign, angering many who say it should be built in Champaign's predominantly African-American neighborhoods to the northeast. Superintendent Arthur Culver says this project can't wait for another referendum. To meet the terms of the consent decree, he says the district may look at other tax-neutral options, like adding classrooms to existing Northside schools.
It could be using working cash bonds. It could be freeing up space that we currently have. But I think we need to just really do some out-of-the-box thinking to see if there's another way to fulfill that requirement, because I think it needs to be done.
That still leaves all the other projects the bond referendum would have paid for, including a new Dr. Howard School, renovations to other grade schools, and land for a future high school. Then there's the new grade school for Savoy. This proposal came in for special criticism from referendum opponents. They said a village unwilling to pay taxes into the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District should not expect the Champaign School Board to give them their own school. Savoy Village board member Joan Dykstra says they have to make sure voters understand that their growing population needs a new school, and that Savoy is just as much a part of the Unit 4 school district as Champaign is.
If you looked at the boundaries of Unit 4, instead of thinking about it as a city issue and a village issue, I think we'll do a lot better to show people that Unit 4, we're all in this together, we pay the same tax rate, and we need a school. If we're going to plan for the future, we've got to have a school in the southern part of the district.
Looking at the bright side, Unit 4 School Board President Margie Skirvin says it took three tries before voters approved the last school bond referendum in the 1990s. So she's not surprised this first attempt to pass an even bigger bond issue did not succeed. On a more pessimistic note, former school board member Phil Van Ness says that between now and the next attempt, land prices and interest rates will go up and Unit 4 schools will continue to deteriorate. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.